So, Sam, tell us about you. We first met each other when you were at Tucker Seabrook back in the day. And Dean Carroll worked there. He's now with Brown Brothers, doing great things up there. And
yeah, I think he's just resigned, actually.
Oh, is he? There you go.
He's probably retired.
Yeah, well, he's it was a big gig, CEO of Browns. The latest instalment for you is Tarawarra, and you've just sort of pretty much finishing up vintage or three quarters of the way?
Yeah, no, all the fruit's picked. It's all in barrel, nice and safely. Terrific vintage, really great. And we're really encouraged. We did a tasting on Friday with Sarah Fagan, who's our new winemaker as of August last year. The wines, you know, the Pinots, Chardonnay, everything's looking really fantastic. So we're very encouraged by the vintage.
Yeah, good.
Tarawarra is just an amazing place. I pinch myself every day when I go there. It's quite special. But so is the Yarra Valley. Previously at Giant
Steps. Several Estate.
Yeah, so Several Estate for a little while with Dylan. And
well, Christopher, who's one of our regular contributors, he's just said that he's met you a couple of times at wine events when you're at Several Estate.
Several Estate. I mean, just with the, you know, that beautiful red soil and being in the sort of higher parts or higher aspects of the Yarra, quite amazing, planted by Dylan McMahon's grandfather, Peter, 50 years ago. So, just terrific. So, before that, Giant Steps for a number of years with Phil Sexton and Steve Flamsteed. And
how fun with them. I mean, two legends of the industry, right?
Yeah. So, learnt a lot. Yeah.
Learned a lot, tasted and had a lot of laughs, I bet. They're fun. They're fun guys.
Yeah, and lots of walks through, you know, incredible sites. And I think that's where the Yarra is, you know, fairly unique in that fact that it's not about the, you know, specific towns. It's about the sites. Prior to that, mainly distribution, got the opportunity to work with a friend of mine from Roseworthy, Rob Walters, at Bibendum, which exposed me to some amazing producers from around the world. So I've been so lucky, and what I love about the industry is the people and the fact that it's farming.
Yep. Yeah. Every vintage is different because nature serves it up differently every time.
Exactly. Yeah. And what you do about it.
Yeah, and we totally hear that just, you know, every week on the show. The show is really, for 30 years, it's been based on the personalities of the industry because they're so fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, we don't talk about so much about how do you make your Chardonnay because, you know, five people talking about how to make their Chardonnay, it's kind of pretty boring.
Yeah.
And you don't want the hosts falling asleep, right? So, but I'd rather know about the people behind the, you know, behind the tractor wheel or, you know, just the people who planted those vines and why and where have they been. And
exactly.
And look at your journey. You've been at, you know, seen so many different things across your career. So, and met these, you know, so many people and it's awesome.
Yeah. And it's not just the producers and the people that work in Salador or the restaurants or the office. It's also the wonderful trade that, you know, tell our stories, whether it be, you know, at their restaurants or in the bottle shops and, yeah, just some amazing people and some great friends. So
very
fortunate.
And on that point, that's such a challenge, isn't it, to get, you know, in this, you know, current phase, Tarawarra is the story you want to get out. And so it's how do you get that story out when the bottle isn't being sold at Salador and, you know, that's the best way, but not everyone can get there. And then, but they know about the brand and they see it on a wine list or at a bottle shop. So, you know, obviously if there's a sommelier that helps and they can tell the story if you've schooled them up on it.
Yeah.
But the bottle shop, more and more, there's not that assistance.
No. And I think, you know, if people are curious about wine, they will go and research and, you know, look online. But it is that face-to-face conversation and having the story in the first place to tell and, you know, what is unique about that particular vineyard or the way that you're, you know, making that wine. But and again, that's the connection. That's a relationship, and that takes time. Too.
So
it can get a little frustrating at times, but that's okay.
Give them, if we think about that side, you know, the sommelier or the wine buyer, they're seeing a lot of stories, right? They're seeing, you know, they've got an appointment with the girl from Terrawarra, and then the next one, you know, Sevilla Steel Estate comes in, and then Debort's come in, and then whatever. Yeah. And so they've got to try and, you know, work out which story they want to tell and which one fits, and how, you know, you don't want all the same story. So it'd be quite a lot from that side too, I guess.
Yeah. I really admire, you know, anyone who's putting together an amazing wine list, or even a simple wine list. It's or even a range of wines in store is, they're just inundated. But I think it's, again, it's about that authentic, story or reason for being.
Yeah.
Important.
Now, you were saying that that you dropped into the Winery of the Year. We last week had Sarah Crowe on the show, and we got chatting. You know, Hugh and Hook had chatted beforehand about the Real Review, and then Sarah had a chat. We didn't get around to chat about the Cellar Door, but you can talk to that because you went during the week. Tell us what it's like. And so this is, so it's Winery of the Year, which is judged. You know, it's on the wines they submit, and it's an average of all of those, and whoever has the best score.
Yeah.
And Yarra Yering did. So, So what's it like to go and taste these wines that are just obviously stunning wines? If Hugh and Hook's giving them, you know, such great scores.
I know it was a great opportunity. Actually, I've never walked in and done a tasting at Yarra Yering. So known about their wines and, you know, especially since Sarah has been winemaker, but to sit down and taste eight of their, you know, top pointed wines from the Real Review was, it was a real pleasure. And, I'm very fortunate. It's just around the corner, so I was lucky.
It's handy.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's one, it's like most of the wineries these days are doing more of a sit-down, you know, tutored tasting, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a sit-down, tutored. Yeah. It's you sort of walk in and you see that it's seated, and so therefore it's quite formal. But just the way that Ian and the other team staff there go around it, they quickly put you at ease.
There's a real skill to that too, isn't
there? There is, and he was outstanding. And I think everything about the cellar door at Yarra Yering epitomises their wines. So there's that formality, but also that grateful welcome. You know, they're grateful that you're there and supporting their wines by visiting and looking out the window and understanding the vineyards. The wines, I just take my hat off to Sarah and her team. They are so focused on producing the best wines possible from that site.
Yeah.
And
she said the greatest gift is her vineyard.
Oh.
That she's the current custodian of, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, as you say, so they're just getting every ounce of the one percenters and all that stuff out of it.
Yeah. But it's like they know their vineyard intimately. So, you know, there's rows that they pick separately, and there's, you know, with the Viognier, it's obviously, you know, such a limited amount that they produce. But, yeah, what they're doing with it, the way they're using it with Shiraz and then the Marsan, and, you know, it's just, fascinating and so precise. But that's Sarah. You know, everything she does to 100%. So,
well, she's got a big cabinet full of awards, so other people are noticing it too, right?
And it, you know, it was a costly exercise for me, because I did walk away with a couple of bottles of wine that I couldn't resist, because they were just seamless and amazing. And Cabernet's not.
So that's your word of warning for everyone who's thinking about that. Sounds really great to go out there.
Yeah.
But what an amazing thing, right, to have what you probably would have had an hour or...
Yeah, it was like an hour 15, and but Ian,
because you do need to give it the time to do it justice.
Yeah,
because there's a story, I suppose, with every wine in the, as you taste them through.
Yeah, very much so.
That's fantastic.
It was great.
Thank you. That's good feedback, and after everyone, you know, heard Sarah on the radio last week. So, yeah, put it on your list, guys. And but you got a book, I think, because it's not huge, is it? So
no, it's not the biggest seller door, but it's really lovely and it's quite intimate. And book. They were booked out this weekend, and but during the week's great. So if you can have a
I think that's a rule for all wineries, right?
Yeah,
during the week,
totally.